Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson, proudly serving and supporting you and the success of your business. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
Good morning and happy Friday to you. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio, a special guest with a very special event and special attendees. It's all special today, right, Natasha?
It sure is.
Everything is special. That's Natasha Main, and Natasha is the Executive Director for Peak Startup. And coming up not long from now, Startup Week.
Yes, exactly. Coming up on Monday morning.
It's getting to be a bigger and bigger and bigger event. It really feeds into development, nurturing, cultivation of entrepreneurs, tech startups. We have a great ecosystem for that here in Colorado Springs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's been so great to see an event like Startup Week get to grow from demand year after year. And so this is our fifth event doing this, and it'll be great.
And Peak Startup itself has its own history. This is, as Peak Startup, sort of a new iteration of what used to be Peak Venture Group.
Right.
Wonderful, wonderful organization with great, great people behind it. Before we get to all of that, I want to talk about you a little bit because you have a husband.
I do.
And your husband has a special love in his heart for history. And that, the two of you had a dream. You wanted to come to Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And you found a way.
We found a way, yes. about 2 years ago, he graduated from Vanderbilt with his PhD, and we were getting to dream big at that point. I was at a really great place in my career to take a next step, and we found our way to Colorado Springs via Colorado College, and it's been such a great place to settle down and plant some roots.
He's at UCCS?
Colorado College.
I'm sorry, Colorado College. My apologies.
They're both great. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's at CC and teaching classes there.
Yes. And he's actually in their collaborative for community engagement.
Okay.
Yeah.
And focusing on civil rights.
Yes. And community organizing and how students can plug into the community and really have impact there and combine that with their academic interests.
And that, you said, has sort of its roots in the fact that the two of you came from Memphis.
Yes.
And we all know about some of the things that happened in Memphis in the 60s.
Absolutely. Yes, it was a great place to not only kind of build a better connection to place through a deeper understanding of its history. And I think that's something that you can take anywhere and have a lens of curiosity with the places that you're in.
Let's talk about Natasha, because you are so happy to have been able to tag along with your husband and be here in Colorado. And you got here, and I think about 3 months into your first year, you and Peak Startup found each other.
Yes, yes. I had the pleasure of meeting the former ED, Michelle Parvenu, several of the board members, and it was clear that there was a transitioning coming up, and it was just a really great fit.
Yeah, and you have quite a role.
Yes.
Quite a chore, a vision, a mission, all the ambition I can tell, all the energy for this.
Yep.
And we're going to focus a lot on Startup Week itself and a very special guest coming.
Yes.
Couple more thoughts on your background and kind of what led you to this place in your life.
Absolutely. I had the pleasure of working in economic development through an innovation firm in Memphis. So we used design thinking to take on projects that had a civic innovation or a social impact. And that really helped me fall in love with this intersection between community building and economic development. And Peak Startup kind of exemplifies that as well. And that's been a really fun intersection to get to work on and continue to deepen.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Peak Venture Group as now Peak Startup. Talk about the history and the sort of evolution to what it is today.
Absolutely. It was created about 20 years ago with Peak Venture Group. It was an all-volunteer board, people who were really passionate about how do we have a presence of innovation and startups here in Colorado Springs. It has continued to be fueled by kind of growing interest and demand from the community. So about 5 years ago or so, there was a Colorado Startup Group and then Peak Venture Group, and they combined to create Peak Startup. That's a few years ago. They hired their first ED, but I am their first full-time ED. So it's been a really amazing kind of growth of an organization over the past 20 years, growing with the community, learning from the community, and continuing to kind of meet us, meet the community where it is.
And the group itself has connections to places like the Chamber on the economic development side.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And certainly other organizations in town that serve and support business interests.
Absolutely.
From startups, tech startups, inventors, makers, creators, dreamers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people ready to take products to market. You're dealing with all stages of these businesses.
Right. Yes. And we really work Peak Startup directly with early stage founders. How do we get people to experiment with problem solving, creative problem solving, launch those kind of solutions and ideas into businesses, and then work to build community so that people have a place they can call home here in Colorado Springs in terms of the entrepreneurial community.
Where is Peak Startup based right now?
We have the great privilege of getting to work out of Epicentral Coworking. Mm-hmm. We've been there for a good long while. We do a lot of our events there, and so that's where we work out of.
And are you incubating?
Incubating other businesses?
Yes.
That is in the plan. One of the things that when I stepped into the role was to take a step back, assess where the community is. I got to ask these questions. What's the good, the bad, and the ugly? What are the things that we're doing well? What are the things we need to be doing better from community leaders, entrepreneurs, people who have been working with us for a long time and got great feedback? One of those pieces was that we needed to develop a better trajectory for early stage founders. So we have pitch night. We've got some great programs that have been continuing to kind of grow and develop. But then what's the next step? And so I think an early stage incubator is definitely in the works for us.
Talk about pitch night, because I've attended a few of those.
Yes.
They get interesting.
They definitely get interesting. It's a really fun community. And really the kind of point of that program is to allow early stage founders, people who have an idea, they're pretty sure they want to turn it into a business, and allow them the platform to kind of pitch it to the community for the first time and get feedback. We are really big at Peak Startup about coaching validation for your business. So you don't want to be creating something for 5 years only to put it to market to realize nobody wants it.
Wow. Yeah.
Better figure that out immediately while you're thinking about it. And so that's kind of the beauty of pitch night. It's not necessarily like Shark Tank style. It's about how do we get some good feedback about your idea into a community who really cares.
Yeah. There's no Mr. Wonderful, no evisceration.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. We're not going to like throw fruit at you or anything. Yeah.
And I think we can get it backwards without realizing it as startups. And you know, there are some brilliant, wonderful minds out there.
Absolutely.
They can be very stubborn as well.
Yes.
And very narrowly focused. I have created something I know people are going to want. You're not going to move me off this dime.
Mm-hmm.
And very often those products you don't see go to market, which
right.
is a shame.
It is.
The right way to do it is to see a need.
Right.
And fill that need.
Absolutely. We say you need to fall in love with the problem itself, not your solution. So if you're committed to solving the problem and you know it's a problem for other people, no matter what the solution is that you come up with, it can go through so many different iterations. It's about solving the problem and executing the best you can.
Yeah, you may not remember much about that stain on the back of a cocktail napkin
right.
a few years down the road into this process, especially when you get connected with an organization like Peak Startup. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Startup Week.
I'm excited.
Very special guest coming as well. I'm Ted Robertson. This is the Extra Business Edition. Take a quick break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Ted Robertson. Natasha Main is the executive director for Peak Startup. She is new to Colorado Springs by, what, about 2 years? Just under 2 years?
Just under 2 years.
Husband is at CC and
yes.
as part of the teaching staff or one of the professors there, a PhD in history, and but focus on civil rights.
Yes, exactly. And he's in the Collaborative for Community Engagement there.
And your DNA is all about startups.
Yes.
In the tech space.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun stuff.
It is super fun stuff. I love getting to hear people who are so passionate about their ideas and are the kind of person who can get it done too.
There is not a whole lot more energizing than to be in a room full of passionate people. And that begins to describe pitch night.
Absolutely.
That's once a monthly at Epicentral.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We do that about every other month because we've really worked to the month before we coach all our cohort members mm-hmm. to help them refine their pitches.
And about how many people will be pitching at an average pitch night anymore?
Yep. We keep it between 3 and 5.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they are open to the public?
They are open to the public. All our events are free and open to the public.
Okay, let's give some contact information. You can tell. See, I'm thinking back and I should be thinking forward. The Peak Startup website.
Yes. It's peakstartup.org. Mm-hmm. You can find all our events there, a lot of different resources, things like that. But definitely go there for all our events. Perfect. Same with the Facebook page too.
Okay. And you are all about cultivating, nurturing.
Yes.
Loving on people with great ideas.
Right, exactly.
And steering them in the right direction. Don't, you know, your widget is not going to save the world.
Right.
Most of the time.
Right.
But if you have a problem where the world needs to be saved and you love mm-hmm. that problem, now you begin to work your way into what that widget is.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
the right way to do that.
We think so.
Well,
yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And you're cranking out some successful people. I mean, you're sending businesses out into the world with products ready for market.
Absolutely.
That's kind of where Pitch Night comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You kind of nail that status down, and then you go into the next steps of what's going to happen for the business owner from there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they start out as a dreamer and become an entrepreneur.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
in the middle, they're an entrepreneur. They're an inventor. All right. Your signature annual event mm-hmm. is Startup Week.
It is.
Talk about that.
Yes, it is a super fun week. It's part of actually a global phenomenon now through Techstars. They have startup weeks around the world, and Colorado is a great hub for them. Almost every city has some really great events there, and Colorado Springs is definitely part of that. We have a great time. It's 4 full days of events based around 6 different tracks. We have keynotes every evening as well, and some lunchtime ones as well. And it's all open and free to the public to join. What we really want to do is make this a citywide event where everyone can feel like they can participate. Whether you're an entrepreneur or not, entrepreneurship skills are life skills. So you can take that and bring them into a nonprofit. You can take that and start your own business. And really, it's about connecting people who are like-minded and providing them with educational resources throughout the week.
Okay, and are there multiple venues during Startup Week?
Yes, but they're all, for the most part, with the exception of our keynotes, they're all walkable. So they're all in the downtown core.
Okay. So free to attend. It's all at the Peak Startup website?
Yes. Yep. If you go under events, Startup Week is right there, and you can sign up for those events.
And what is my experience going to be like as an outside observer mm-hmm. of Startup Week? Why do you want me to go?
Absolutely. We want you there because you're part of the community. And this is an opportunity to see what's growing in your own backyard, support the entrepreneurs, and learn something new and connect with people who can maybe help you start your next venture or learn a new story or things like that.
So you could be on either side of that place.
Right.
You could be that dreamer who wants to become a maker and an inventor. You could be that person who's looking for... You know, you could have people who are investors.
Yes.
In and among these groups, and particularly in Pitch Night.
Right.
Sometimes there are angels in that room.
Yes, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
But yes, it's kind of open for everyone. And mm-hmm. how we planned it this year was with a planning committee of other economic development organizations, entrepreneurs, community leaders who've been meeting every month since January to really make sure that we're making this match our community. And so we've got really fun kind of creative problem-solving events, some for creative entrepreneurs. We've got, you know, our typical like startup foundations for those tech-based entrepreneurs, so you can learn about those, and then around community organizing too.
So you've aggregated resources.
Yes.
And you're presenting those resources.
Yes.
And to the resources, you are presenting people who need them.
Right.
So you're, like you say, it's a bit of community building going on there.
Absolutely.
And lots of community involvement, and from places like the Chamber and where else?
Well, what's really exciting is that we're really getting to see some great alignment around some of the leaders in our city around economic development. So our title sponsors this year are the Chamber and EDC, mm-hmm. The City of Colorado Springs, Downtown Development Authority, or the Downtown Partnership, and Colorado Springs Utilities. So it's really great to see this great sense of community around supporting our startups and entrepreneurs.
You have put yourself on a special map.
Yes. But it wasn't just me, and it was a lot of other you know, organizations and people who are excited about this too.
But it's a huge development for the group to have a full-time executive director.
Definitely.
And I'll bet that's a huge attractant to people.
Yes. Well, it's great to have someone who is sleeping this, living this all the time.
Right, yeah.
It's always on my mind in terms of how do we add a additional layer of strategy mm-hmm. to what we do.
Yeah. You're not a quiet group.
No.
You are a very encouraging bunch. And I think that is an attractant to people who want to get involved, who want to coax more business, more startups, and cultivate those out of our city and out of the wonderful people that are here.
Right.
Oh, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, I don't think so. It's super fun.
So let's talk about day one real quick. We're going to get a break. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about day two, three, and four, and
Sounds
your very
great.
Special guest.
Yes.
All right. What's happening on day one?
Day one, we have a base camp, which we're using Pikes Peak Market. So if you bought one of the Peak Passes, which is kind of a coupon book to really encourage business downtown as well, you can pick it up there. We'll have food trucks. It'll be really fun. And it's basically your kind of home throughout the day. And then we've got a really special guest actually on Monday as well. Alice Loy from Creative Startups, which is a global accelerator based out of New Mexico, is coming up to give our first talk, which happens at 10 a.m. And it's titled A Good Idea or Great Opportunity. And that one will be really fun. We've got a panel on why sports startups will thrive in Colorado Springs. We've got some heavy hitters on that panel, too.
Hold that thought. If you don't mind, we're up against a hard break.
No problem.
For that. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. My guest, Natasha. Don't forget that, Robertson. Natasha Main, Executive Director of Peak Startup, will be right back with the rest of what's happening on day one, then three, four, and two, three, and four. Welcome back. Happy Friday. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. My guest in studio, I'm laughing because I'm not going to mess this up again, the wonderful Natasha Main, who is the executive director, the first full-time executive director for Peak Startup, which speaks volumes about the organization's growth and its standing and the fact that it's arrived. It's
Absolutely.
Here. And you guys are doing serious things. Peak Startup Week, or Startup Week, being among your signature events. We talked a little bit about what's happening on Monday. Mm-hmm. Let's finish that out. Let's run through the other three days real fast, and let's talk about who your guest is and
Absolutely.
Why they're coming.
Absolutely. So Monday, and we have over 50 events, so I definitely won't go over all of them. You can find them all on peakstartup.org. Yep. But Monday night, we're really excited. It's our kickoff party, and it's really featuring generations of startups. So we have people who are 15 and starting their own business in high school to people who've led global companies. So that'll be really fun, giving short 5 to 7 minute speeches about their experience and knitting together kind of the whole life cycle of a startup. Moving on to Tuesday, that's when our hackathon kicks off, which I'm really excited about. We've partnered with the city's Office of Innovation and Sustainability to create a prompt to really teach people creative problem-solving skills through a relevant issue. And so the kind of challenge is, how might we better, as a city, respond to growth in a sustainable lens? And so we want it to be pretty open-ended, people to come up with some really creative solutions and potentially launch them after the hackathon. We also, would you like me to tell you about the special guest now or a little bit later?
Oh, I want to make everybody wait.
Oh, good. I love it. Yep.
This is actually big news. This is. This is something that we haven't seen happen in Colorado Springs before. A person at that level taking this kind of interest in our city, I think, is a big deal.
I do, too.
All right.
Absolutely. So we've got a lot of really fun events happening all throughout Tuesday. We have six different tracks happening. So you can pick from Startup Foundations, learn a little bit more about startup founders. We've got some great panels and discussions there. If you're in the creative industry, you can learn more about that. We've got a really fun session with the recipients of the Transforming Safety Grants in the Southeast Colorado Springs. And so we'll have a lunch with them to tell about kind of what they're working on, which I'm really looking forward to.
I'm so glad to hear that those folks, that's Taj Stokes and his crew.
Yeah, and the Standing Rock, or the Solid Rock
yes.
Community Foundation.
They have done amazing things with the with the Colorado prison system, believe it or not.
Yes.
And roughly $1.5 million was split up between here and Aurora. To seed, it's basically seed money to get the economies going. And Taj and his group are wonderful, doing
Absolutely.
Great things for Southeast Colorado Springs, which really needs it.
Absolutely, yeah. And they have their kind of Business on the Boulevard event happening on Thursday as well. So it's really exciting to have them be a part of it, because they are so much a part of, you know, our community and economy. Mm-hmm. We've got an exciting keynote on Tuesday evening. Every evening we've got a way to explore the city in a different different lens. So we've got a startup crawl. You can choose between the VIP one, which is a bus tour and getting to see some of the most innovative spaces popping up, or you can do the downtown office crawl, and it's really fun to just explore. And that ends with a keynote address with Dustin Sapp with Formstack. And then moving into Wednesday, every day is chock full of so many great events, and it's exciting. And I would encourage, unless you know exactly what you're going in to do, so if you're an entrepreneur and you're just looking to grow your business, check out The Growth, which is being led with the SBDC or the Startup Foundations, and pick and choose from there. Or pick and choose from all the different tracks to really figure it out. We've got, I think there's a lot of interest right now around opportunity zones. So Wednesday, we've got Opportunities 101 for startups, understanding what the opportunity is with that. I think it's so funny. Whenever I speak about opportunity zones, it's almost like a drinking game, how many times you can say opportunity with it. Yeah. But it's awesome. We've got Exponential Impact, which is the accelerator in town doing great work.
But they're going to group.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And so they're offering a session around what is an accelerator, how to get into one, what to expect. And then that evening, we've got Future Bound launch event. So supporting ventures who are changing the future of child development. They're coming down here to launch their program, which is really around kind of early childhood development. But innovation and entrepreneurship is combined into that. Mm-hmm. And then our keynote that evening are the mentoring roundtables. So come with your idea, questions, things like that. You get an opportunity to kind of have roundtables with some of our best mentors. Moving on to Thursday, which is our last day of full programming. Friday's really there for you to continue to cultivate the connections you've made across the week. And then Saturday is our What If Festival. So we're partnering with them
David
a little
Lee
bit.
David Lee is going to be joining me on Afternoon News.
Oh, good.
And I've known David for a long time. I love what he does. So we're going to talk about
perfect.
The What If Festival
yes.
of Innovation.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It was so great that they happened on the same week. And we're like, okay, we have to combine these somehow. This is too great. But we're really excited on Thursday. We've got another group. This year, we're really excited because we've got people traveling across the nation to come and speak with us and offer. So we've got a law firm coming in from Tennessee, and they're all around trademarking. Mm-hmm. And so we've got them coming in both at 9 a.m. and then a keynote address from their founder at noon. And then we've got our venture investor panel, which is always a crowd favorite. If you're going after investment, what do you need to know? What are some of the resources out there? Who is interested? And so that's a really great one. The day starts to wrap up at 4:30 with the hackathon presentations. And what they're doing with this is more of a science fair style. So there'll be people getting to share with you what they came up with. We'll have a crowd favorite and a judge's pick. And then right from there, we go into our pitch night competition, which is an annual event.
Wow, a full 4 days.
A very full 4 days.
Okay, I think it's time to lift the veil on the secret we've been keeping. I've done this deliberately just because... Well, go ahead and say who's coming first.
Yes, we are very, very excited to welcome our Governor Jared Polis to Startup Week this year.
And what I'm intrigued about is that we haven't seen this kind of interest in Colorado Springs from a governor, at least not in this way,
right?
That I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really intriguing that he's coming and this is on his radar.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think he's a very special governor, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship and innovation. He is an entrepreneur himself. He helped found Techstars, which is what Startup Week is a part of, as well as his own businesses, but then is really interested in the community building aspect of it. I think it's a great kind of signal that through our kind of collective impact strategies in terms of bringing as many people to the table to be a part of Startup Week, that this is what we can do with collaboration, is we can get statewide recognition and interest too.
All right. Web address one more time.
Peakstartup.org.
Natasha Main, who is the executive director of Peak Startup, full-time, first full-timer. And I hope you're there for a very long time.
Thank you.
You and I are having great conversations off the air, so we're going to do more together.
I think that sounds great.
We're going to pull some more people in, and we'll use this time to support what you're doing as much as we possibly can. That's what this program is all about.
Well, thank you so much, Ted.
Thank you so much for being here, and congratulations on the connection you have with Jared Polis, and I hope that bears a lot of fruit for you.
Thank you so much.
Time is 9:45. We're going to go to a quick break. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. When we come back, your weekly Cardio Business Cast. Good morning. It's Friday, September 6th. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly Cardio Business Cast. In your headlines, The Gap celebrates its one-year anniversary and a homeownership ranking for Colorado Springs. In your top stories, in commerce and transportation news, according to the Colorado Springs Business Journal, yesterday was the first year anniversary of CDOT's I-25 Gap project. As part of its whole system, whole safety program, CDOT is adding a new express lane in each direction. They're widening shoulders, building four new wildlife crossings, reconstructing four aging bridges, and improving the pavement throughout the 18-mile segment, which is the longest work zone in Colorado, a CDOT news release said. The department announced it is adding funds to replace the County Line Road Bridge between El Paso and Douglas counties and to add a truck climbing lane in the southbound direction from Greenland Road to the truck way station in Monument. The Colorado Springs Business Journal also says the results of Colorado's population growth are reflected in its hot housing market. Colorado Springs is no exception. A study by online lending marketplace LendingTree has ranked Colorado Springs the 10th best city in the state to own a home. From 2013 to 2017, Colorado Springs homes appreciated in the double digits by 11.41%, the study found. The median home value in the study was $243,000, and homeowners saw their housing costs decrease by 1.6% during that four-year period. In small business news, a local roofing contractor that KRDO investigated has been arrested. He was arrested on felony theft and fraud charges. Customers of Aspen Peaks Roofing complained that Nathan Hardage Jr. would take money and then not complete the work that he promised. Hardage told KRDO's investigative reporter Stephanie Sierra he would pay them back. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office, in the meantime, said Hardage had been arrested yesterday on felony charges. This is the third time he's been arrested this year for fraud and theft. The newest charge stems from KRDO's investigation. Hardage has been booked and is in the El Paso County Criminal Justice Center. And then jobs and employment numbers for August come out this morning. Economists are forecasting 151,000 new jobs created, with the unemployment rate falling to 3.6%. The numbers are due at 8:30 Eastern time. Also, at that time, average hourly wages will come out for August. The analysts expect to see 0.3% increase in hourly earnings. In economic news, oil prices are up and on pace for a weekly gain as investors hope the Trump administration and China are close to ending the nearly year-long trade war. International benchmark Brent crude is up 17 cents a barrel to $61.12. West Texas Intermediate, 16 cents at $56.46 a barrel, and Brent is set to rise for the fourth week in a row. WTI will show a gain for the second straight week. Markets have been encouraged by this week's announcement that U.S. and Chinese trade negotiations will meet for high-level talks very soon. In manufacturing news, for generations, kids have played with plastic green army toy army soldiers, and in 2020, women will finally get their place in the toy bucket. BMC Toys is launching a new line of plastic army women next fall, just in time for Christmas. Owner Jeff Imel says the new product line will feature female soldiers in four different poses and will be offered in packs of 24 figures. And finally, in tech and dating news, Facebook wants to help you find love. Its new online dating service launched yesterday. The free service allows you to match up with friends of friends or those not in your circle of friends. One feature is Secret Crush, which lets you connect with someone as long as you both secretly express an interest in each other. The social media giant's blog post says it takes the work out of creating a dating profile and gives you a more authentic look at who someone really is. Facebook dating has already launched in 19 countries. And that's your KRDO Weekly Business Cast for today. Join me next Friday at 9 a.m. for the Extra Business Edition and your weekly business cast only on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson, proudly serving and supporting you and the success of your business. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs Friday mornings live at 9 a.m. on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.